Good morning. My name is Emma Cottrell, and I want to tell you about the amazing things my Savior has done for me. I was raised in a Christian home and regularly attended church. I grew up hearing Bible stories, attending various youth groups, and regularly hearing the gospel preached to me. I remember raising my hand in youth group to say that I had accepted Christ into my heart at a very young age. I had no idea what I was doing or what it meant, and really did not accept Christ until much later. I remember being about 12 or 13 when I recognized sin in my life and prayed desperately in repentance for God's forgiveness. But in my depravity, I allowed my focus to be taken from God as my Savior and instead lived as if I no longer had a care. In my mind, I was safe. Fast forward to only a couple of years ago when I entered into a season of difficulty and unhappiness. I became very discontent with my life and sought to change it all, and not in a way that would glorify the Lord. But God, in his great mercy and grace, took a hold of my heart and drew me in. At the age of 19, I finally realized how extremely sinful and selfish the desires of my heart were. I had sought only to glorify myself and gave little care for the people around me, including my own family. I was deeply grieved and felt completely hopeless, unsure of what to do next. The words from a verse I had once memorized spun through my head. But God demonstrates his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, Romans 5:8. But how could that be? Me, the person who had overlooked her creator and savior and his numerous blessings, the person who, despite knowing the truth, ignored it for personal gain. Jesus endured death on a cross and separation from his father for me. Since that day, I have given my life over completely to my Lord and Savior. The Holy Spirit is in constant battle within my heart against my sinful flesh. But my prayer today and always is that the will of God be carried out in my life, that through me his light shines and my life is a testimony of his unfailing love. I pray I regularly recall my need for a Savior and praise with all thankfulness that very Savior who gave himself as a ransom for me. I am here today to be baptized in obedience to God's command for those who have put their trust in him. And as a symbol of the newness of life I now have in him.